You are listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast.
Shalom Aleichem. A number of years ago, I was talking to a friend who was working with teens at risk, and I asked him how the issue of the internet was working for him. And he told me, the real issue, Reb Mordechai, is not the internet. The real issues are far deeper. And I wondered what exactly he meant by that. But since then, I've acquired certain skills as a mediator. And one of those skills, called unpacking, is very useful in the topic of internet usage. Unpacking means to find out what is really going on. For example, in mediation, we try to settle differences between two people that are arguing over anything. Perhaps a Yerusha, an inheritance. Both of them want the car. Both of them want the house. Both of them want a painting. And at first, it seems like it can't be reconciled. How do you settle between two people who firmly say that they want that thing? But when we start doing unpacking and we find out why it is that the car is so important to you, we start being able to address the interests that are underlying the desire. Another example is a person who walks around saying that he wants to win the lottery. Sounds great. The problem is that there are millions of other people who also want to win the lottery. But if we begin to unpack and we ask the question, why is it that you want to win the lottery? We can actually discover a lot of very useful information. Person might say they want to win the lottery because they're having trouble at work, don't get along with their boss, don't get along with their coworkers. And suddenly, instead of, I want to win the lottery, we have something very tangible that we can work on, either the relationships in the current job or relocation, looking for another job. The same is true regarding internet usage. If we just regard it as a concern, whether it's improper usage or indiscriminately browsing as a waste of time, then we just have an internet problem that we're looking at. But if we begin to unpack and we begin to understand why there's an urge, why is the person doing it? What are they looking to accomplish? It might be easier for us to address the underlying issues. For example, person might be on the internet because they're looking for downtime. Maybe they're looking for a smile. They're looking for an escape, looking to de-stress, looking for a thrill. Once we know those underlying interests, we can begin to address them. And this I would describe as healthy living. We all know that a person who's living healthy is in a better position to make good decisions. A person who exercises, a person who eats properly, sleeps appropriately, is better positioned. And similarly, if there are needs, interests, things that seem to be very intense, good hobbies, music, nature, challenge goals that give us a thrill periodically as we achieve things, whether it's in Torah or any goal that we choose, friendships, healthy relationships put us in a far better place to address the interests, the needs that are really underlying the internet usage. Life's a journey. It has its ups, it has its downs. Let's all keep trying. And because you're trying, you are amazing.
Thank you for listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast. Pass them on to your friends and help spread Kedusha in the world.